The Federal Reserve's Open Market Committee meets today to set interest rates. A rate cut is widely expected. But the Fed's situation reminds commentator Ev Ehrlich of something completely different.
Remember the scene in Star Trek when Captain Kirk would call down to Scotty in the engine room and say, "I need warp factor 27, Scotty," and Scotty would tell him, "I cannot do it, Captain. I don't have the power." Well, the Fed's meeting this week was just like that scene. It's not because Alan Greenspan is like Captain Kirk. He's really more like Mr. Spock, you know, inscrutable, big ears, very smart, unswayed by emotion. No, it's because the ability to raise and lower interest rates is just like the Enterprise's warp drive engines. It's powerful, but only designed to do so much. Right now, the economy's slow, but Chairman Greenspan and the other Fed governors have expressed justifiable optimism about where it's heading. The real danger that worries them is deflation, prices falling instead of rising. Prices steadily falling is economic hell. Next year, everything's cheaper. So you don't buy, you don't invest, you can put your money in a mattress and watch it grow in value. So the Fed's job right now is to convince everyone that it won't happen. The Fed wants to show that it can make inflation go up a little right now, not down. Which means lowering interest rates, or, as Captain Kirk used to say, "Give me warp factor 4, Scotty." But there's a problem. Short-term interest rates were already 1.25% before the meeting, which is incredibly low. And now that the Fed has cut them by another half a percentage point this week to 0.75%, they're just about done. One reason why is that money market funds typically have costs equal to that same 0.75% of their assets. If the interest rate is equal to their costs, they can't make money. They either offer you no interest or go out of business. Or as Scotty would say, "I cannot do it, Captain." Now on Star Trek, while Scotty was busy trying to fix the engines, Captain Kirk would somehow improvise a strategy. That's what Captain Greenspan's going to have to do. Now that he's pushed the daily interest rate as low as it can go, he'll have to start lowering long-term rates, like the rates on 3-, 5-, or 7-year treasury bonds. That would convince everyone that rates would stay low for a very long time. As Mr. Spock himself would say, "It's unprecedented, Captain, but entirely logical." And if it gets to that, it probably will work. And old episodes of Star Trek share one other thing with the Fed's campaign against slow growth: a happy ending. The Fed's super low interest rates are allowing families to refinance their homes and companies to refinance their debt. That lays the basis for a stronger economy in the months ahead. Or, as Captain Kirk always said after Scotty fixed the engines, "Give me warp factor 2, Scotty. We're heading home."
The comments of Ev Ehrlich, Senior Vice President of the Committee for Economic Development and Undersecretary of Commerce during the Clinton administration.